If you're like me and were born between 1981 and 1996, then that means you're a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it is time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. I talked about this before, but stress aging is a thing, you guys. And that's honestly a little terrifying, especially if you're a parent out there like me who definitely isn't getting 8 hours of sleep a night and who feels stressed out just trying to get out the door with 3 kids. But the good news is Europe's number one skincare line has a solution you can trust so you can keep your skin looking and feeling stress-free. The Clarins Multi-Active Cream is really good, you guys. It uses a skin charger complex made with 2% niacinamide and sea holly bioextract, which sounds fancy, and it's clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles and refining pores. It also strengthens the skin's moisture barrier so it feels light and hydrating. While their multi-active cream can't bring back your sanity from chasing toddlers around the house, it can de-stress your skin. I've been using the multi-active cream for a month now, and I definitely see a difference in my fine lines. I also like that it's hydrating since it's still pretty dry here in Nashville. Go to clarins.com/eastfam and get multi-active day and night cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/eastfam with promo code EASTFAM. clarins.com/eastfam with promo code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things that they go through.
Today, we've gotten a lot of requests to expand on the exes episode.
I think that's a good idea, but can I be honest? I wanna actually talk about something else because okay. I've been thinking about this a lot.
Okay.
And I think it's time we start talking about having a second kid.
Really?
I'm ready, baby.
It's a little bit different than talking about exes.
I know, but I'm ready.
It has similar weight to it.
I wanna have this conversation live. Okay. Because have you put any thought into it?
Are you kidding me?
So you've been thinking about it.
Girls think about this stuff far, like way far in advance than men.
I feel like I'm ahead of the curve here.
I think I thought about it before we got married.
Multiple kids already?
Yeah. And like the spacing and yes. Yes. I had a plan for my life when I wanted to be married. I had a plan when I wanted to have kids. By what age did I want to have so many? Yeah.
Is that responsible of you or like, or... a red flag in some way.
I think that is a lot of girls and their mentality in the fairy tale lifestyle.
Okay. Well, that.
Hey,
I didn't know.
I
was about to say.
I have another thought to that. I feel like having a general plan moves you into the direction and like hones your thoughts and your actions and lifestyle towards what you want.
Life coaching from Sean. I agree, but I just didn't know that you had been thinking about a second kid since before we were married. You know what I'm saying? I guess like generally
did
I was thinking.
Did you ever think before you were married of how many kids you might want someday?
I thought I think it's a pretty common thought process to desire the amount of kids that you were a part of as
so
a
you're
family.
Saying yes you thought about it too
yeah but it's okay no you're right well and let's talk about it though okay. let's talk about it okay. Because Drew is now 13 months old
yes
just turned 13 months
yes
and I was thinking I feel like it's easier to be closer friends with siblings that you're closer in age with. And I want our kids to be close friends because that's the experience I had. And I feel like there's nothing like having a brother or sister that is just your ride or die. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like right there is why I freak out at the idea of a second kid. You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear. But no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals, like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vigamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
Because you never had siblings.
No. The pressure you just put on, whether it was like intentional or not. So this is, okay, this has been happening a lot lately, whether it's from like friends or family members or just random people on social media. A lot of people put pressure on you and they're like, if you want more kids, you need to have them close together. Otherwise, you know, they're going to be too far apart and they're not going to be friends and like all that. That puts a lot of like weight on a woman. Because then it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, I gotta get pregnant this month. And like, ugh. Like, what if we miss it this month and then next month and that's another, you know, then are they gonna have like the same birthday? Are they gonna be born in the same month? Or are they, it's just like, there's a lot.
Fair enough. I did not mean to put unwarranted pressure on you for something that you have literally zero control over. Yeah. Like, I feel like we've been continually humbled with the realization that you don't just get pregnant whenever you decide to get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess you could do family planning and say, you know, I want two kids under two. I think that'd be fun in a scary way. Mm-hmm. Put me in the loony bin, but that's what I'm shooting for here. So that means we have two more months. Am I doing my math right? If Drew's 13 months, we can get pregnant all the way until she's...
You're freaking me out.
15 months.
You're freaking me out.
So it's interesting that your friends say have them quicker because I feel like I've gotten a lot of feedback saying space your kids out.
Well, it just goes back to everybody has opinions. And I will say I just feel like the second kid already is so much different than the first because when it's your first, it's like, we're going to try to have a kid as long as it takes to try to have a kid to have a kid. And then the second one, all of a sudden it becomes this mind game of, well, are they going to be in school together? And are the birthdays going to be too close together? Are we going to be celebrating Christmas with a one-year-old and an infant? And like all these things. And it's not just this like freeing feeling of like, oh, let's try to have a baby. I wish it was. And like, I wish I could make it like that. But I just don't feel like you can when you think like I do.
I wonder.
Are you with me, people?
So I just Googled as far as the spacing between kids. I Googled what's recommended. And actually the World Health Organization recommends a minimum of 2-year intervals between pregnancies. Well, this is interesting. Let's read through this. Studies have suggested the intervals shorter than 18 months are associated with increased risk to the infant, including preterm birth. Wow, I haven't read through this yet, so this is a little scary. Low birth weight, small size for the gestational age, and NICU admissions.
Okay.
Wait. On the flip side, longer intervals, more than 59 months, so that's 5 years, between pregnancies, have been associated with increased risk for mothers, such as developing preeclampsia. Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know. Heard of it before.
Here. High blood pressure and swelling are symptoms. It's also called toxemia. It's a disorder that generally develops after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The small blood vessels clamp down in the liver. Wow. Okay. Okay.
Rabbit hole.
So they, World Health Organization says any time between 2 years and 5 years between pregnancies.
So that will lead me to, our doctor. So every doctor has different opinions. The World Health Organization has a different opinion. Your mom's going to have a different opinion. Our doctor has given us the go-ahead. So she...
Awooga!
You know this. Don't make that surprise.
Go ahead to what? Go ahead to what, though? Go ahead to what?
Try to have a baby, Andrew.
Okay, now we talking. Now we here.
But she had a request, and it's not like she can tell us what to do and what not to do, but she had a request. She said, I would love if you could wait a year. She said, after a year, you like I feel comfortable with you doing whatever. Like, you could get pregnant the first month, second month, whatever. Or you could wait and not have another kid. But she said, after my C-section, given like my activity level and the scar tissue and everything, she just really wanted me to wait a year to give me the best chance for A, having a VBAC. Do you know what that is, Andrew?
A vaginal birth after C-section.
Wow. I'm really proud of you.
Technically a cesarean.
Yeah.
I saw a sign with that.
And to give the baby the best chance at like not going into preterm labor and stuff. So
you're saying the turnaround's quicker if you have a V?
I don't know.
Originally?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
A natural birth, as they say, the first time around?
I wouldn't know. That's a controversial statement right there, Andrew.
Okay, stop. We're going on tangents.
What's a controversial statement?
We're going on tangents. Controversial.
Jeez. What's a natural birth?
Are you good?
I don't know. So, doctor has given me permission, but here's where my mind has been lately, which is not where I want it to be when it comes to planning, like when it comes to trying to have a child, because I don't want to have to plan to have a kid. I want it to be a miracle and a blessing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, wait, what? No, not really, to be honest with you.
So
I feel like family planning is a good thing, where it's like responsible to be like, oh, you know what? We're in a spot now where our marriage isn't destroyed by the first kid. I feel like we have a good rhythm going. Financially, we're prepared. I don't think it's like...
My mind has been consumed with, I would prefer not to have a kid in the month of October or early November so that Drew can truly be celebrated every year for her birthday.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
I would prefer to be able to go to the Olympics next year, which you guys really threw a ringer on that one. You know, we were hoping you'd have the Olympics this year, not to be selfish. That was a very selfish statement.
Okay.
I would prefer not to have a kid like on Christmas. And so you just like, you have to plan things out, but then I want them close. So that means we got to get pregnant quick. But then if we don't get pregnant the first couple times, then it's like, oh, do we wait like 5 months?
So you're going about this trying to fit a baby into our current schedule.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I don't like that my mind goes there.
So I think that I was more that mindset with the first kid, but then now realizing that kids and this past year has been like, it's just the best. Even though we're not traveling to spend time with your kid, it's pretty much the best thing. I feel like most joyful, meaningful, whatever. Now with the second, I'm like, I don't care what the schedule is. Let's just, the baby comes whenever we can make whenever we can make that happen.
That's awesome. I love that you have that mentality. I want that.
Seem to be on different vibes here.
Wait, here's another aspect.
Okay.
Is any part of you scared? Now, this might be different because you have siblings and I don't, but is any part of you scared talking about a second child with how that dynamic changes with Drew? I fear that with another kid, it takes away the attention from her and she won't feel like my girl.
Well, I'm a little concerned to hear you say that, like, you don't want a second baby to even have a birthday in the same month as Drew. That's definitely, I feel like, a fast route to her being spoiled. But I get what you're saying.
To feel like an individual and to feel celebrated and not feel clumped in. you know?
Nah, was I came from a family where everybody's clumped in.
I know, and I didn't. That's and why I, it freaks me out.
You are in uncharted territory because you had zero siblings growing up.
Yeah.
Only child over here.
Yes.
But being clumped in and the chaos that ensues when you just, there's too many moving parts that it, so like no one can actually monitor all of it. Like as I reflect on my childhood was amazing.
I know, but humor me for a second. Drew is your girl.
Oh, I love her. She's still going to be my girl. I feel
what
again,
if we have another girl?
That's going to be crazy. That's a good point. I'm assuming for whatever reason, my brain is automatically thinking that we're going to have a boy. So,
but what if we have another girl? How does your heart grow like that? But again, we haven't had another kid, so we don't know. And I've been told by everybody that your heart just makes room and just gets bigger. But I just can't picture it.
Yeah, I was totally just of the mindset that second kid equals boy. But I think we do have experience. This is how we felt with Nash before Drew was like, oh my gosh, we love Nash so much. Are we gonna love our baby as much as we love Nash? Like that poor child won't receive as much love as the dog will, right? And then we've worked it out. And now Nash and Drew are besties and they give and feel love from each other. And Drew and the new baby, it'll take some time to adjust. That's just how it happens. And there is an onboarding process, but that's why I feel confident that like Drew's developmentally at an age where she's walking around and like, I think she's starting to process things. You know that. How fun is that to see, by the way? And then you and I are in a position where it's like, we're settled and we've come to terms with being parents fully, which I'm kind of joking about that, but not really.
It's
an identity shift. We've talked about that. And I think another baby will just be a beautiful addition.
Okay. Humor me for a second. I've thought through all of this. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not ready for, I did not know I was walking now, into a.
Think of our lifestyle right now. You have one kid. One person is always relieving the other of their duties and allowing them to take a breather. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'll do bath time. You get to sit and at least like take a breath before we switch. And then you put her down for bedtime. That's an awesome, it's just like the dynamic we figured out with parenting and how we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly a 50-50, which is awesome. Think about with a second kid. One of us always has a kid.
Well, so I think that's the argument for people waiting a long time between kids, because the one kid will be in school or then, like self-sufficient to some degree.
And then the one kid can kind of help even.
Yeah, kind of. But, well, Mallory and Kyle, say that one person just kind of has their kid that they deal
Mallory
with.
Mallory and Kyle say that Shepherd has a mom and Ford has a dad and neither of them have the other because Kyle is always with Ford and Mallory is always with Shepherd. Does that mean you get Drew?
All right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately, we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. And it allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
I called dibs on Drew.
That freaks me out. All right,
so that's what that's why I hope we have a boy, kind of, because I feel like if a second kid was a boy and you were spending more time with him, then, like, he would, oh man, this is tough. I hope it's a boy. I'm sweating.
You hope our second kid someday is a boy?
Well, I just feel like that lends itself more to, again, kind of the experience that I had growing up. Mama's boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you spend all the time together. Kind of like a...
And daddy's girl.
And him and I, like, get select interactions where they're really fun and like meaningful. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you'll just have select interactions with your potential son someday.
You're talking me out of this thing, kind of. I'm getting more and more scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew's going to be great, though, with the second kid. I think.
Who knows? I actually think she will. I think she'll be, like any kid, jealous because she is, like, she wants our attention. But she loves other kids so much. She literally lights up when she gets to be around another kid.
Yeah. So the argument for longer spacing, sorry, I keep kind of revisiting this because we haven't really fully fleshed out the ideas. Okay. The advantage to waiting a long time between kids is one kid is more self-sufficient, and it's still, I feel like, a team dynamic with the new baby. The advantage of having kids back to back is you get the baby phase of your life over with, like, sooner. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want that?
I kind of do. I kind of do.
This is also the greatest time of our lives.
100%, but I don't want to be in this phase. I don't want to have done it for 2020, the whole year with Drew, and then you experience the joy of the kid growing up and then you go back to the baby phase and it just, yeah. I feel like it's a wrecking ball to everything. So like we're doing it. We get it. Our expectations are there. Our schedule is formatted around baby phase. Let's just ride it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Your scruff is long. I'm impressed.
This is when we practice to have baby. Do you like it?
It looks good. I've never seen it this long, though. Have you ever had it this long?
No, this is the longest I've ever had it.
Like, it's going past your lip.
It's the longest I've ever had it.
Is it tickling your bottom lip?
Sometimes when I do this.
Do you do that a lot?
Because I notice it kind of...
Hey, cutie. Okay, another thing that I've been thinking about is, like, physically... I have worked really hard for the past year to, like, get my body back, to feel good about myself, to, like, have the energy and just, like, health to chase her around.
Mm-hmm. You've done a fantastic job, Sean.
Thank you.
Let me say I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. You inspired me. You literally worked out every single day for, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Even on days you didn't want to. And at first it was just to get your pre-baby body back.
Yeah.
To some degree. And now you're in really good shape. So
it was, well, and I do want to make that clear too. It wasn't because I wanted to change how I looked. I honestly felt great about myself the day I came home from the hospital. I was like, yeah. I didn't like have the goal in the gym of, I want to change how I look. I just felt weak, and I had never felt like that before, like muscularly, and not being able to sit up because of the C-section and just feeling weak, I didn't like, especially with Drew. I wanted to be like fit, but that leads me to pregnancy is a lot.
Yeah.
I was really nauseous the first trimester and I had migraines every day. having that on top of chasing a one-year-old around the house, like, scares me. How do you, like, when you get super large and in charge towards the third trimester, how are you, like, picking up an almost, you know, two-year-old or... I don't know. It just
did you say super large and in charge?
Yeah. Have you looked back at my pictures?
Super large
my
and in charge.
My belly was large.
Yeah.
And in charge. I just, like, I can't imagine during the first pregnancy, or during my pregnancy with Drew, I committed every minute and day to pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I focused on making the food that would be good for the baby and just, like, making sure I got enough sleep and rest and, like, all this stuff. You can't do that with a kid.
With a second kid?
No. I mean, heck, I barely get enough time to eat a meal in the day with what we do right now. It just, that kind of freaks me out.
I came in here hot, ready. Yeah. And now I'm like... Wow.
Babe, I'm going to tell you this right now. A goal in life for me, like, this is bougie. Bougie AF. But I've always had the goal. Like, someday, I think it would be so great to have a chef.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should also have a butler, baby.
No.
Yeah.
No. Just a cook. I think it would be awesome.
While you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, chefs out there, hello. Let's start taking applications.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ever ready for a kid, though. And we've had this discussion. I don't know. I'm torn now. Like, oh, shoot. I'm getting psyched out by the huge task that is a child. But you're never ready for a kid.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe. How would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it.
Right? Yeah. That's what we've learned. Is you just never are. You just learn as you go. You deal with it.
And I want
you
more.
You accept. You want more kids.
Yeah.
Hello, mama.
Yeah, for sure. I've always known I didn't want just one.
Has the thought of adoption crossed your mind?
Yes. Absolutely.
That might be a discussion for another episode.
But are we done?
No.
Yeah. I was going to say, because the last thing that's been like haunting me is COVID. Nobody knows, like, such a crazy time to be pregnant and to worry about sickness and hospitals and just everything.
So real quick, I sound nasally because I just got done with my 10-day isolation after testing positive for COVID.
Yes.
And I'm humbled with gratitude, realizing that, wow, you know what? I didn't feel that good. I was achy and whatever, but I also didn't feel that bad. And we have close family who's in the hospital right now.
In the ICU and has been for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. Your prayers would be appreciated. But you realize that, you know, to some extent, I was like, oh my gosh, I got COVID. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. But we've never been in a dire situation. We don't have any pre-existing conditions. Like, we're so fortunate. Let me say that first. And prayers to every other family out there who's been affected by this in a really grave way. But on a personal note, while we're talking about family, those 10 days where you and I interacted for a total of 10 minutes yeah. across the room, and I didn't touch you, no. didn't hold Drew.
No, you didn't come near Drew.
Was, oh my gosh, I can't even describe the loneliness. I felt worthless mm-hmm. because you were doing all of the parenting. I felt guilty. And it was just a humble reminder that, my gosh, every second that we get together, every second that we get with Drew, you got to soak it up. Like, mm-hmm. I was watching you. It was really interesting. You were stressed out with Drew not eating, and you're stressed out by her knocking things over, which is, I've been there 1,000 times, but day like 2 without holding her, I would look at that and be like, what I wouldn't give to like just be right there with her and be able to pick her up when she's doing something. She's, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. Mm-hmm. So yes, a second child in the current environment does seem, on the one hand, terrifying, but on the other hand, when you look back on this year, what an amazing, like, we didn't have to deal with the stress of going into work or traveling for work or leaving the house. Really, we got this first full year with Drew to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And if the next 15 months are anything like the last 7, honestly, it's kind of a good time to have a baby.
Yeah.
I feel like, in the sense that you get to enjoy every moment. Obviously, there's a lot of anxiety as an adult and stresses, but from a parenting aspect, there's a lot of positives.
And then we do have...
Did I voice that well? Do you agree with things I said? Because it is terrifying, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
I think we also have to make sure we say that we have no idea how long it'll take.
What, to get out of the...
To get pregnant.
Yeah.
It could take a month. It could take 5 years. I mean, that's the other daunting part, is every time you go into that, you don't know if you're going to miscarry. You don't know what complications will come with it. The anxiety and worry you get from having no control and just waiting for your, you know, miracle baby to come. It's a lot. But I am excited.
If you know me, you know I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal. But now I've tried Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love, but it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein. And Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/eastfam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EASTFAM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/eastfam. And use our code EASTFAM to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Ed?
Does any part of you, now that I'm thinking about it more, I'm...
Backtracking?
No. I'm saying we had the miscarriage, the first pregnancy, the second pregnancy, we had Drew, And now part of my mind is like, oh, we're in the clear. And we talked about this in previous podcasts, but it's like, we're good now.
No,
like,
we're not going to,
you don't feel that at all. Mm-mm. That's kind of a trick that my mind's playing on me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, we did it once. It'll happen again.
I'm optimistic that we could have another kid, but I'm not naive to the fact that it's very common and it could very easily happen again.
Are there things that put you at higher risk, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Your gymnastics past, things like that, irregularities with that?
I think that did closer to the first pregnancy.
Really?
Yeah, just because I was still pretty unhealthy when it came to medications and taking Adderall and being obsessed over what I ate and having like a restrictive diet and just the anxiety that came with that. I think that affected my health and ability to carry. But I hope that my gymnastics past has now kind of wiped its slate.
And you're normalized. Okay. I respect that. I hope so too. I don't know what this process will look like, but so you're saying you're on board?
Yeah.
You're on board?
Yeah.
Let's go. Bah, 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 bah.
Let's do it.
202, they say that's chaos. If we could pull that off, that would be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah. Let the journey begin.
We better start practicing.
Okay. Okay.
We gotta do our research on what it takes to have a boy.
That is a myth.
What?
All of that is a myth.
What? The doggy style?
Andrew.
Oh, man. We're not ready.
No, we're not. Okay. No.
All right. Another topic for a future conversation.
Yes.
Well, all right. Sean and I clearly have other things to do, so we're going to wrap this episode up.
Oh, my gosh. You do
look good. You said you like my scruff.
Get away.
You said get away.
Get away.
If you could see my smile, if you're listening to this, I feel like it's covering my full face. Anyway.
Because you think you're getting lucky right now?
Happy.
You're not getting lucky right now.
Happy Wednesday. Happy December.
Happy December.
And thank you for listening. If you haven't, please give the show a subscription and a rating, whatever platform you're listening to, and tune in. I think next week we should talk about adoption.
Let's do it.
I think it's worth the conversation. So if you want to be a part of that conversation, just subscribe. And We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. This is the East Fam. Out.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there. We don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think. Babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.